If you're a farmer, get out your calculator. David Sparks, Idaho Agribusiness Today. William Simpson uses geometry to distinguish the difference between a horse's hoof and a cow's, and uses mathematical reasoning to measure the impact on grasslands, both private and public.
I do know how to do geometry and figure out the PSI of ground loading of various hoofed animals. A horse's hoof is basically a circle, so it's pi r squared for the area, and then you apply the body weight, you come up with the PSI for the ground loading, and then they're basically a flat, dish-shaped hoof. Well, cow evolved as a riparian animal in Africa. Their hooves are designed for traction in mud. They're pointed. They've got a split claw. It's actually evolved from a claw. A split hoof that gives them extreme traction because they had to co-evolve with crocodiles. So when you do the area of a cow's hoof and apply the body weight, you'll find that the ground loading is 30% more than a horse. And because their hooves are pointed like picks, there's a lot more surface disruption to the ground. When I raised cows, we used to rotate the cows through our pastures. We'd move them out of one big pasture in another. Then I'd take the disc and go over there and disc it. And then we'd seed it because, of course, they'd strip off any seeded plants and all the seeds and nothing would grow because it was gone. It was all in their stomach and digested, which was the plan. After we got the crop growing there again, all good ranchers are good grass farmers, unless you're on public grazing lands. On public grazing lands, we got to do it different because in the wilderness where you got rocks and mountains, you can't get out there with a disc and you can't reseed anything.
It's actually pretty simple math. Produced by the Ag Information Network.